Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Born to Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Marcia Witeka. Conversations plus connections equals community. Those are my three C's. The heart of my show is, what's your story? It's my belief we all have stories. Some are similar, others are uniquely different. Storytelling brings the passions of my guests to life through our conversations. So be prepared to be entertained, informed, and inspired. Welcome to today's show. Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in. My guest today is Robert Feldman. He is the CEO, president, and co-founder of Wows Insurance Services. Welcome to the show, Robert.
The honor's mine. Thank you so much for having me today.
My pleasure. There's a lot we can talk about, and I know that we're going to be doing that. But before we get into your business life, could you just please just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. My name is, as I mentioned, Robert Feldman, CEO and president founder of Wows Insurance. I was an insurance broker for almost 25 years, and now we are considered a wholesaler for insurance. So it's called an MGA. So we solve insurance problems for California, which, as you can probably imagine right now, is a pretty tall task with everybody, all the insurance companies pulling out in California, leaving. We're bringing solutions into California.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your personal self, though. You know, where did you grow up? Tell us a little bit about you.
Absolutely. I was born in the San Fernando Valley. As they jokingly say in the 80s, I'm a Valley kid. went to and finished my degree at CSUN, Cal State University of Northridge. Married. I have two beautiful daughters. Hopefully one or both might be listening at some point on this. They tease me all the time about being on my deep voice radio voice, as they say. I have a radio voice match at
that
point.
That's funny.
Yeah, and, just really engulfed in with everything that's going on right now in the insurance world in California and the Western United States. Just that's kind of what I live, breathe, and deal with at this point.
Well, there's a lot of reasons behind that. So let's talk about Wows. Tell us about it and what inspired you to start this business.
Wows is an insurance product we launched in California to really make a change. The insurance market, I use the term, I quote Einstein's theory of insanity. The insurance market for homeowners insurance across California, really across the Western United States, is Einstein's theory of insanity. The insurance companies have done the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And that's not going to happen. So what Wiles has done is to re-engineer and change how insurance works in California. That has been popular not just with insurance companies, but also the reinsurance companies, which are the money behind insurance companies. So we are aggressively and effectively making changes for California.
Interesting. So you mentioned that you've had 25 years of experience as an insurance professional, and your expertise is in placing insurance in fire zones. Is there a crisis right now in California? Maybe you could address what that's about.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say there is. It's been boiling over for really about the past 5 years. Insurance companies have increasingly pulled out or modified or changed or left, really just left California. The latest one that made the biggest announcement was in the beginning of this year announced was by State Farm. State Farm announced that they're canceling 30,000 homes across California. Now, they're just a list. They're on the list of just a grouping of insurance companies that are pulling back. They're just one of the biggest companies. So when they announce 30,000 homes, it's pretty scary. There's a city that's just outside of Malibu called the Pacific Palisades, just outside of Malibu for those that aren't familiar.
Mm-hmm.
They're non-renewing 1,626 homes. That's 69% of the total insurance market of homes. 7 out of 10 homes are being canceled by State Farm.
In that community.
In that community. And that's happening throughout the West Coast. It just
so
is.
if I have State Farm insurance, should I be contacting my insurance agency to see if I am still covered for fire insurance?
Well, it's our recommendation because we appoint brokers, and we've been doing good practices with most of the brokers we're appointing. We're really trying to get the word out for consumers to really reach out to your company. It is not the time to be an ostrich, the head in the sand routine. You really got to be upfront and working with your insurance company and trying to make sure. If you haven't done a check on your insurance, I know it's a cliche. It's easy for me to say that you need to do annual reviews. This is by far the most important time. And there's a whole host of reasons why. One of the major reasons is rebuild costs are skyrocketing. There are every major fire, there are consumers that are underinsured in the market. And a lot of times it's just the fact that their policy hasn't been updated.
Mm-hmm.
How scary is that? At the worst moment of that consumer's life to find out they don't have the correct amount of insurance. Well, that's, I think, everybody's fault. I think it's the fault of the insurance companies, which is us. I feel it's the fault of the brokers. I feel it's the fault of the consumers. We all need to work together to make sure that things are properly insured. And that's a really scary moment in the middle of probably, I know how hot it is where I am right now. It's 100 degrees plus. We're going to have a really scary fire season potentially this year. And not having proper insurance, It's dangerous for all consumers.
You bet. Well, look what's just happening now in Chico, right? Isn't that where there's a major fire?
Yeah, it's really interesting, though. When I keep reading the notes, so far there hasn't been any structures.
Oh, no kidding.
And so what's interesting about this is in California, there's not really a control burn, okay? So I'm being very careful when I say this. I don't think the first and foremost, I work with a lot of different fire chiefs. I cannot say enough about how lucky we are to have Cal Fire is incredible in California. Every state on the Western United States has great fire programs. And really, if you think about it, people that put their lives in harm's way, when a major fire breaks out, they're the ones that are going in dealing with this. But it's interesting because there's been a lot of talk of doing controlled burns and taking out fuel lines. I might be a conspiracy theorist, but I sometimes think that things don't get put out quite as fast because it's not bad to have those areas burn a little bit, take some of the fuel lines out. I've said this many times in California and the Western United States, there should be controlled burns in the months of May and June where we're in high climate or high humidity. And the reason why I say that is it's really, every major fire, there are certain plants, as we all study how fires work, that don't even spawn seedlings unless there's a fire. Oak trees do that, as an example. And so it's part of a regeneration of a forest. So I'm not saying for us to burn everything. I'm just saying that there's a happy balance that needs to happen at this point. It really does.
That makes sense. So is this crisis something that's new?
Really started to show up about 10 years ago. Within the last five, carriers like AIG and Chubb started to pull out. Nationwide Private Client was the last one for the larger homes to pull out. You can't read any article. If you just simply Google, insurance crisis in California, you're going to find hundreds and hundreds of articles talking about. And the scary part that I really get upset about is, It's a straightforward solution. And what we're doing at Wilds is really trying to show the industry how to re-engineer insurance to make it so that you can't have an insurance company, like I mentioned to you earlier, with State Farm that has 70% of a market. You just can't do it. It's the saturation points. It wipes insurance companies out. We've done the analytics. We work with big reinsurance companies. Actuarial companies that will build out the modeling. And we've been able to clearly show that if you spread out a risk so that the risks are not on top of each other. So an example I should back up and say, so if you and I owned an insurance company and we were going to put $1 billion at risk, $1 billion of our money, wouldn't it make sense to spread the risks so you never have more than one home in a fire?
Yeah.
Absolutely makes sense. Well, the problem right now is insurance companies get pulled into and cluster in areas like State Farm in this example. Well, one major fire can knock an insurance company out. That doesn't help anything when it comes to insurance rates and the reinsurance market. So a lot of things we're redoing to re-engineer are going to change. One of the greatest examples is we thought it was crazy forever that home policies in California are not transferable from sellers to buyers.
Really? Well, I didn't know that.
So what's neat about our program is the first that we've been able to find that will be fully transferable from sellers to buyers.
Interesting.
I mean, just simple things that take out the vibration of the market. That's what we're trying to make sure we accomplish. Take the vibration out.
And you're
there
strictly...
are thousands of reinsurance companies. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay. No. Finish your thought. I wanted to just follow up with a question. Go ahead.
There's hundreds and thousands of different reinsurance companies that want to be active. Once we explain this, I've been to London and Bermuda, and I have to tell you the craziest story. I have an incredible broker team, and they're just spectacular. It's a company called CJ Coleman. When you go to London to meet with the Lloyd's companies and the big reinsurance markets, you have to have, even though I'm a broker, you actually have to have a broker that represents you at the Lloyd's markets. And what was incredible when we got there, everybody that I met with, big reinsurance companies going into the meetings, were all not interested in California because of the wildfire problems. And every one of them turned our way. After we explained how we're re-engineering insurance, every one of them signed in to follow and go with us and want to be part of this process.
That's wonderful.
So it's just, it's gonna be the solution. And why it's important to know this is again, when you have a company that's got 0.5% or 1%, that's a normal market share. When you have an insurance company that has 50% of a market, that's a dangerous market share. No insurance company should have more. I mean, if you spread the risks and do it properly, we use a company called CoreLogic, which is one of the biggest ones in the industry, and we've been able to use modeling to show that by spreading the risks, it takes out the maximum probable losses on even the most extreme fire zones better than lower fire scores all clustered together. We've won the battle. We've been able to prove it by numbers, so now we're in the process of trying to get the word out, and that's why I'm honored to be here today, is to
further get the
word out.
You know, I have State Farm. You know I'm going to call them when I get off this call. And
hopefully I don't get a hateful email. It's a joke, but it's really
no, no,
good
no,
to
you're
know.
Not.
You really want
no,
to
no,
call
no.
them. Yeah.
No, but
yeah.
I mean,
from
you
your
know,
State Farm agent is what I'm trying to say. From your State Farm agent.
But it is true, though.
You got to know. And the big mistakes people are making right now is the underinsuring. You know, I would say to you as just a consumer, when's the last time you reviewed and looked to see what your values are on your homes, on your home rebuild?
I've been in my home since 1973. I have earthquake insurance.
Yep.
You know, I have all of those things.
Yep.
But you are sparking an interest in me just, you know, rechecking. So what's the future for California's insurance market?
Well, right now it's pretty scary. I feel like almost like as I was really complimenting and bragging about how great Cal Fire is and how the firefighters run into a fire, we are kind of doing the same thing in the insurance world. We're running into a market where everybody is turning and running away. And why we're doing it is because right now that 30,000 homes, our biggest concern is you could have a complete destabilization of the market by the end of this year. So what I'm concerned with in trying to make changes and showing, we know our process of how we re-engineer insurance and how we couple everything is going to be copied. And to be honest with you, it needs to be. We're building things that's a certain type of home, certain level of home and above, and we want insurance companies to copy us in what we're doing because it makes the most amount of sense.
Yeah.
It really does.
So
it really does.
So do you think there's a solution to this problem?
Yes. I don't mean to sound terribly terribly arrogant about it, but we have it.
No.
We have it. We have it. The way we re-engineered it, the way we're spreading the risk and doing this is the solution to the California crisis. It will drive insurance costs down. We even added part of our new program has a way of, as we build these, we call them pods, spreading the risks across California, it will drive the insurance costs down over time. And that's really the most important thing. When you look at insurance, there's a really big myth when it comes to insurance for most consumers and most people. There's four levels of insurance.
Hmm.
The first level is your insurance broker, the one you're going to call.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first level. There's a second level that sometimes is involved, sometimes it's not. It's an insurance wholesaler, what's called an MGA, managing general agent. Okay, that's what we are. In the State Farm scenario, there is no MGA. It's the third level. So the first level goes directly to the third level, which is the insurance company itself. The fourth level of insurance is the reinsurance. That's where the insurance companies go to if they need excess coverage so they don't get stung for a massive cat losses, catastrophe losses. So they'll outsource some premium to help protect against that. Well, the industry, the way it's built right now, it's been crazy what we learned. So as a street broker and I became an MGA, that pseudo second level, the reinsurance, which is the fourth level, never got to see where the risks were and never could keep themselves spatially there. That's why the rates are going through the roof right now.
Hmm.
And so we've been able to show how we're reengineering it and why the spread. If you're a big insurance company and you're going to put $15 billion at risk, you can do it by engineering it a spread of risk across California so that basically you'd never have more than one to two homes in a loss. So a lot of times I get questioned on this. Well, Robert, what happens if you have an area that's got 1,000 homes? I go, yeah, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of reinsurance companies and regular insurance companies that want to be involved in this market this way, if it's properly spread.
Hmm. Wow.
And that's where it comes into play. It's just a different way of engineering it.
It sounds complicated. I'm going to just be honest with you. It does. It does sound complicated because you're on that side of the fence.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for homeowners who've been notified that they are not being renewed by their current insurance carrier?
You got to get out in front. Some of the insurance carriers are notifying as early as 6 months in advance. When you find out about it, you need to get to market. I played the greatest traffic cop in the history of traffic cops right now. Because of doing great podcasts like this, I get tons of emails, tons of phone calls. We're constantly making sure consumers are getting throughout California, really throughout the Western United States. We're helping people get to the right places. And that's the key thing. Right now, there's so much bad information out there right now that's why doing a show like yours is so very important. We've got to continue to stomp out the myths and the bad information. You know, some of the brokers make it seem like the California FAIR Plan, which is a policy of last resort, is their only option to a consumer. That's not the case. We have successfully helped numerous insurance companies come into California. Out of 1,000 homes, maybe one or two have to go on the California FAIR Plan versus the way most insurance brokers make it seem like it's like their only choice. And that's just, it doesn't mean that it's the wrong choice. It's not right to say it's their only choice.
Hmm. So who has received significant rate increases?
Every insurance company right now, if you go online, you can read them. It's public information. Every insurance company has been taking and working on aggressively taking rates. The entire floor of the insurance community is going up. So sometimes you'll get some insurance companies that are out in front of others when they're coming to take rates. You are there asking for rates. Almost every insurance company you can name that's still viable in the market is asking for not small rate increases. Some of them are asking for 30, 40, 50% rate increases right now.
Wow.
That's
so
goes
do you
back
recommend
to
the...
Einstein's theory. Einstein's theory of insanity. We're doing the same things over and over again, and we're not fixing the problem. It's, you know, with the famous line, throwing money at things. Right now, we're just throwing money at this. And instead of trying to really solve or create a solution, which is what we've done. We've got the idea. Now it's just a matter of getting it out to the market.
So what do you recommend that homeowners need to do now?
Really, the most important thing I would say to all consumers is right now, if anyone is listening, is please do me a favor. Grab your policy. Look at your policy. If you can't find it, ask your insurance broker to send a copy of your policy. The number one important coverage to know is the very first coverage. It's called the A coverage. It's your dwelling. That's your rebuild cost. It's amazing how many times I see quotes that I come across that are at $200 a square foot or $250. There is nowhere in California that's less than $300 a square foot to rebuild a brand new house. Rebuild costs have shot up through the roof. We have, in most cases, most our recommendations, the minimum is 400 square foot right now. And that kind of leads into a really serious problem. There was a bill that was passed and has been enforced for 2 years. The bill was in, please, if you're listening, don't worry about writing it down. You can either replay this or the joke is you can email me and I'll get you that information. It's AB2756. It was, in my opinion, one of the worst bills that was ever written, but one of the greatest opportunities to fix insurance in California. So it was a double-edged sword. What the bill says is as a consumer, consumer is the key word, not insurance company, consumer, you are required to be insured to value within 80% at the time of loss, or the policy reverts to what's called actual cash value. That's an insurance term for depreciation. Why this is scary is I mentioned to you earlier, a lot of consumers have been pushed onto the California FAIR Plan. Right or wrong, they're on there. Well, the problem is if you're not insured to value within 80% of time of loss on your fire, they can revert it to actual cash value, which the estimation is over a 25-year table. Most homes are built prior to 1999. Your house was built what year?
My house was built in the original house was probably built in the late 40s, and then we added up on this house. So the original house was, these homes in Westchester were built in the late 40s.
Well, as you can imagine, that's a lot older than 1999.
Exactly.
And if you fail that clause of the California FAIR Plan, where you're not insured to value, they give you depreciation based on a 25-year table. That means they're going to pay you little or no money. So here a consumer thinks they have $3 million in coverage, and they have little or no coverage.
And when we're talking about fires that you're just describing, you're talking about where the home is completely destroyed as opposed to a fire that's burning in your kitchen and is put out?
Actually, believe it or not, it's both.
Okay, maybe you could explain a little bit more about that.
So when a fire occurs, whether it's a kitchen fire or a wildfire, if you're on the California FAIR Plan or in any insurance company, I should matter, what they will do is they're going to come out and survey what the rebuild cost is or the cost for your house. The California FAIR Plan does a detailed report of what it is to rebuild your house. If they find out, I'll use round numbers to make it easy.
Okay.
You have I love round numbers. Let's say you have a 2,500 square foot house, and the rebuild cost is $400 per square foot. Excuse me, $400 times 2,500 square feet. Simple math, $1 million. So that's what the California FAIR Plan comes out and says your house cost is to rebuild. After, the key word is after a loss. Not before, but after. Let's say, for example, you wrote your policy 8 years ago, 10 years ago, and never updated your policy, and you're at 200 square foot. What just happened? You're only insured to $500,000 for your house, even though the Cal FAIR Plan says it's $1 million to rebuild. You're $500,000 short. Well, that's bad enough. But the really scary thing is the Cal Fair Plan then would look at you and say, well, wait a minute. You were supposed to be insured to $1 million. You violated the 80% rule. We're going to pay you very little of your $500,000. So now the consumer thinking that they're $500,000 short could be $900,000 short. It's a scary change. And that's why, as I started to mention to you, every consumer out there that's listening, please grab a copy of your policy. Make sure your insured to value is correct. If they're telling you it's 200 a square foot, there is no such thing. 300 is the minimum. There are areas that are approaching $2,000 a square foot in California right now.
Let me ask you this, because this is a little bit over my head. So you're sitting in a home that you purchased for $36,000 in 1973. And now you're home.
Don't you wish you had 10 of those? Don't you wish you had 10 more of those? 10 more of those now, right?
So
could
I
you
can
buy
tell
nine
you
more
right
of those? That'd be great.
I can just tell you, but I pay for a home, what am I trying to say? Property tax. But
your
I pay
tax.
A year for property tax. People are paying a month here. But what I'm saying is if I'm sitting on a $250 million home, does that play into the policy?
It does not play into it. It's the rebuild cost. Now, where it kind of plays into a little bit, some areas are, as we know, are more expensive to rebuild than others.
Right.
So the higher areas can cost more per square foot versus some of the lower cost areas. So the sale price itself does not come into play. There is no play when it comes to your insurance. It's kind of a dangerous thing. We'll get consumers that'll call us up and they'll say they'll be in an area. I like to use Palmdale or Lancaster.
Mm-hmm.
And Palmdale, Lancaster is an area where there are people that still buy homes. I mean, area's gone up also. It's not as inexpensive as it used to be. But they might buy a 6,000 square foot house, and they might buy it for $1.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
And then the consumer gets upset because we're insuring it for $2.4 million, 400 a square foot. And they're going, Robert, I bought the house for $1.5 million, but you're insuring it for 2.4. The answer is that's correct. The reason for it is if God forbid your house burns to the ground, you can't rebuild your house for less than 400 square foot based on your area. You have the other end of it, which is the Malibu side. I use as an example, a 2000 square foot beach shack right on the beach in Malibu might be $30 million to buy. Well, even if it's $1,000 a square foot, it's only $2 million to rebuild. It's not $30 million of insurance. It's $2 million. Or in the previous example, it's 2.4 when they only bought it for $1.5 million. Rebuild cost has nothing to do with sale price. It's a part of the process of, but it doesn't have anything to do up front.
All right. You were talking about the California Fair Plan. Could you just elaborate a little bit more about what that is exactly?
Yeah. The California Fair Plan was originally built in the 1960s, believe it or not. And it's a policy of last resort. The idea of the policy, it's a basically fire and a few minor peril only. Perils are like coverages. Like it's got a weird wind, hail, and vandalism are the three majors, the major one being fire. So when you have the California Fair Plan, you only have coverage for fire primarily. There's a policy called a DIC, or a slang term is called a wraparound. That is to fill in for things like your liability insurance and your water damage. And the idea of the DIC is to make you whole as a homeowner, comparing as a homeowner's insurance. The problem with it is it's very limiting. The California Fair Plan has a maximum coverage of $3 million for all of your coverages. So a lot of consumers will come to us and say, hey, Robert, I've got a 4,000 square foot house. Like, okay. And we agree with you that this is a 500 square foot per square foot area. Okay, that's $2 million. Well, that's just one of your coverages. The entire bucket with the California FAIR Plan maximum is $3 million. So you have to get all your personal property and your additional living expense, all your other coverages, to fit within that $3 million, or you're going to be short. There's a lot of consumers out there right now that have the California FAIR Plan. In the event of a total loss, we are going to be millions of dollars short in coverage. Millions. Because they believe that they're wraparound or there's coverage, and there just isn't. A fire breaks out, the only policy you have is the California FAIR Plan when you're on that policy. That's why it's dangerous, because with rebuild costs going 500, 600, 700, 1,000 a square foot, you're talking about areas now that are very limited to the California FAIR Plan. And that's a policy of last resort.
So it's not covered everywhere.
It's not. And that's where you have a limit. I always use the comment with the California FAIR Plan. It's a $3 million bucket of money. Where, if you have a total loss, where are your coverages? Well, if you got a 500 square foot and you're 5,000 square feet, you're using almost all of it for the California FAIR Plan. That means you have no contents or additional living expenses or other areas. It's just something that all consumers need to know. It's one of those myths that we really get involved in talking to consumer groups and talking to different speaking engagements, realtor association meetings, different things all over California. I'm speaking constantly at different events, trying to get the word out to make sure people understand this. You got to find out about it now, not after. After a loss is terrific.
It's too late. Right. Is this nationwide? I mean, do people on the East Coast have these same issues?
You know what's interesting about insurance in general right now is it's a really divide. Obviously, in Florida, it's more about the hurricanes and fire, not than fire. They don't worry about fire. They're worried about wind, hail, which is the hurricane coverage. That's all the way through Texas and different areas. Really, the fire problem is really about 8 states on the western United States. So you get California, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, Utah, Colorado. These are just most of the states that are having problems with what, and they're following down the road of what California is doing. That's why as we build and continue to build the WILS program, we've already met with Nevada regulators. They are spectacular. And they're helping us with a portion of what's called a captive to be domiciled in Nevada. We're really getting aggressive in the market, and they see the writing on the wall, and they're asking for help. So not only are they helping us with our program, but they want to make sure that they can help their consumers, which I think is spectacular.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned Nevada. My mind went to Las Vegas. I mean, does the businesses that you're dealing with are homes, not casinos and things like that, correct?
Yeah. Boy, I'd love to be involved in the casino thing. Wouldn't that be fun? Be able to go to every show because you have friends. My joke is if you're doing those things, you'd have lots of friends, as they say, right? Lots of friends.
You bet.
No, we're single family. We will be involved with HOAs, which are becoming a problem in California, and we'll probably be involved with apartment buildings at some point, but not out of the gates. Because, again, what was one of the greatest honors I got when I was in London meeting with these really big – and what's interesting about reinsurance companies, they talk in billions. So what's really interesting when you really get into the grand scheme, you know, for a guy, I always say I'm a field guy. So for me to be involved with the reinsurance company is a great honor. One of the greatest moments was a couple months back. I was in London and I got to go to what's called the Lloyd's of London building. And the Lloyd's, obviously Lloyd's is a humongous name, and got to see the whole history of, you know, of the Lloyd's building, how they updated it. And it's such an interesting story. Can I tell you a little tidbit if we have time for this?
Oh, yeah, we've got plenty of time.
So Lloyd's is a company. Obviously, Lloyd's is a big name. Lloyd's of London, everyone knows. Insures pitcher's arms to doing all kinds of different things, right? The Lloyd's family, believe it or not, were owners of coffee, like a coffee shop. And back in hundreds of years ago when the Lloyd's company started, believe it or not, it was a coffee shop because only the very well off could afford to have coffee. And so where the Lloyds company or family came into play is they started noticing these businessmen that were doing insurance transactions and having coffee, and they started building in spots in their coffee shop, almost like how Starbucks is. Imagine Starbucks building in a place for business people to sit down and talk business and know that's their office where they come and speak. That's actually how Lloyd started, believe it or not. And it's so interesting to hear it. And it was really about ships. And so, you know, the ships, you know, cargo and ships. And so to this day, they still use the same books. So they write in the books anytime there's a ship that goes down, and there's a bell inside the London building that rings when that happens. And they go out, and it's got, they use a feather quill to this day to write them into the book. And so with all the technology, it's still neat to see these things. I personally had it kind of fun. I was geeking out being over there to see all these things. Because if you're in insurance, it's kind of like a place you kind of always read about and want to go. So it was really interesting to go see it.
I bet. I was just thinking about homeowners again. Do condominiums, do they all fall under the same thing as well?
Condos in California, and I'm sorry to be geeky here, a homeowner's insurance is classified as an HO3 policy. Condo policies are classified as HO6. They're what's called walls-in coverage. So as a consumer that owns a unit in an HOA, they're responsible for the walls in. So your flooring, your cabinets, your kitchen, your bathrooms, things of that nature. And those HO6 policies are getting harder and harder to find. We're still helping consumers get there and fix it. I hate to sound terrible, but the market is I talk about homeowners insurance, but the insurance market in general is in really bad shape in California across the board. And so it's one of the worst things of where it used to be. I would sit down with competitors and we would just talk shop. Now it's more of when I have those sit down talks. It's more of who can actually place a policy for coverage. And one of the great things about being a wholesaler, these brokers are appointed with me, I'm constantly hearing the craziness and continue to see how the market disintegrates.
So what would you say is the current state right now of the California insurance market?
The current insurance market is wobbly, but we've been able to work with different insurance companies to help bring in additional what's called non-admitted carriers into California to stabilize the market. So the California Fair Plan is a policy that's there if it's the right size, but it doesn't matter if it's that size or larger, there are companies and there are options as of this time. What I said earlier is what's the scary thing. With as the non-renewals start to really get in, with State Farm getting off the risk of 30,000 different homes and different carriers that are continuing to non-renew. I mean, at this moment, we've helped stabilize it. I can't guarantee that for 6 months from now.
So, in your opinion, what's gone wrong?
What's really gone wrong, in my opinion, is Einstein, as I keep beating the Einstein's theory of insanity, doing the same things over and over again and not looking for solutions. We have our structure built in California where insurance companies are, if you and I are an insurance company and we're going to write policies and we're going to write policies in California, you submit your underwriting guidelines as to what you're willing to write, okay, based on hot criteria, size of house, rebuild costs, this fire score level, different things of nature. The problem is there's no way to defend yourself as an insurance company. So as what we built is when companies are starting to pull out, other companies get oversaturation of market, and that's what's causing these huge turbulence, this huge fluctuations to market, because insurance companies can't defend themselves. They intake too many homes. Then the risk is too great because of the clustering. And then they have to start canceling policies. Part of the reason why we made the policy transferable is as we continue to build this more and more, we're going to be able to do things where we're going to stabilize the market completely.
So
even the California Fair Plan, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No. Let me let you finish your thought.
Even the California Fair Plan itself, if you read articles, there's a lot of concern over the California Fair Plan, the solvency. There is no concern right now. The reason for it is every day more and more clients are going into that market, which helps them. At the same time, the insurance companies have, which they don't like to talk about, a sunset provision to help defend the California FAIR Plan. Well, the way to fix the FAIR Plan, again, is very similar to what we're doing. You have the reinsurance market right now that's having to do what's called catastrophe losses, where they do stacking on layers of above certain dollar amounts. That's not the way to build it. The way to build it is to re-engineer portfolios so that you can spread the risks out amongst the reinsurance companies so there's no major loss to one of the reinsurance companies. By simply doing that, that's how you re-engineer an insurance to be affordable, but at the same time be solvent.
So
what's that famous line, don't have all your eggs in one basket, right?
Exactly.
Don't have all your eggs in one basket. Well, right now, all the insurance companies have 500 eggs in a small basket.
So what would you say would be a blueprint for reengineering the fire insurance industry?
The fire insurance industry really is just needs to be reengineered based on risk and spread of risk. One of the things that I've said, I don't care if you're bringing when you say $1 billion in capacity, okay, when I say $1 billion, if we're an insurance company with $1 billion, that could be 100 homes of $10 million total insurance. It could be 1,000 $1 million homes. The same idea, right, when you get into cost of insurance, total package. When you have insurance carriers that are coming to California, you have to spread that risk. You can't. The definition of insurance is really a diversification of risk, a pooling and diversification of risk. We have to change how it works right now, because right now insurance companies are loaded in and get loaded. I have to admit this. I was as guilty as sin of doing this. When I was an insurance broker, if I got capacity, and let's say I got $300 or $400 million of capacity in Carmel, I could go up to Carmel, meet with some of the realtors, meet with the Monterey Realtor Association, and put 25 homes or 30 big homes right on top of each other, I mean, within close proximity of each other. Well, what happens if Carmel burns? I just handed an insurance company a $400 million loss. You can't do that. The same $1 billion could be spread out where they have never more than $5 million loss in a fire. Insurance companies can survive that. They can't survive when they're all their eggs in one basket and they're getting 300, 400, 500, $1 billion losses. You can't do that. That's why insurance companies are pulling out now.
Wow. So this is kind of depressing. Who needs to hear about this?
Well,
plan?
But no, and I'm sorry. I always feel like I'm the doom and gloom, but I want to say that we're fixing it. So one of the great things, a year ago I would have looked at you, smiled, and said, yeah, I'm sorry for being doom and gloom, and this is the direction it's going. But with the WOWS program and what we're doing, we know we've got the fix.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to change this, not just for California, but we're going to end up changing it for the Western United States. And we're aggressive in this market to continue. We're very close to having our first ones go, our first called sales go. We're just finalizing our paper with some of the big reinsurance companies. That's the A-rated paper to make sure we're working with great companies. We're just finalizing that, and as we do, we know bringing consumers in won't be a problem because of the current market. It's more about making sure we have everything in place.
Well, it's interesting because what I'm taking away from what you're saying is the obvious phone call I'm going to make to my State Farm insurance company. You know,
well, you
and
also
understanding.
Have a good friend. You have a good friend. Yeah. You got a good friend now, me, that's going to help
you
with
go.
That. And you, everybody
right.
out
well,
there listening should have that good friend, too, is what I would say.
And, you know, I should really direct people. You have an outstanding website. It's called WOWS Fire Insurance Services. It's terrific. And people can reach you that way. They can read more about you and what you offer and how they can get in touch with you, whether you're a homeowner, whether you're a broker. I do really recommend that people, you know, check out your website for that very reason, because it will maybe help answer some of the questions that I haven't actually asked but maybe should have. So I think that's very important.
One of the craziest things.
What's that?
When we appointed brokers across California, we've been doing a lot of the trade shows to appoint brokers, and we've been deemed the most popular booth at the trade shows because that's how bad the insurance market is. Everyone comes to us and they're asking to be appointed. We have well over 200 locations of brokers that have over 200 locations across California expanding. We're pretty close to having all the corners of California covered. And so with that being said, obviously we can help you get to the right spot. The website you can make sure that everyone knows about. But bottom line is, please, if you have a trusted advisor, talk to them. That's the big word. I just plan to be yours for you personally.
Well, you know, it sounds like anyone that's a homeowner right now should be hearing about this and recognizing that maybe they're in a good place, but until they really vet it out and see, like, oh, my God, I had no idea. If we hadn't talked about this, I didn't even realize this. And I think that that's, you know, I mean, like I said, I happen to have State Farm insurance, and I know I have earthquake insurance. And, you know, I know that, you know, but as far as the dig down details, I just haven't really paid attention to that. And I think that that's very important about what you're saying. And, you know, I'm a story collector. And you had mentioned something about the Lloyd's of London. Do you have any other stories that maybe you'd like to share?
Oh, absolutely. I have.
Sure,
I mean, just you're talking about with regard to insurance, or what do I do, like a story personally?
Well, no, I'm going to talk about your personal life when we get towards the end of the show, but no, more about your insurance side of life.
Oh, the insurance side, one of the greatest things, I was speaking at a conference, and that's where I got to meet the deputy chief of the Department of Insurance for Nevada, and just seeing, you know, I just think that there are, I mean, obviously we're as California in the middle of it, they're seeing it coming, and just being able to work with a lot of really, you know, big reinsurance companies working in, like, a lot of people don't realize, but a little tiny island of Bermuda is a home of a lot of the reinsurance companies. I had never been to Bermuda my entire life. Kind of a funny story. I'm kind of a geography guy, and I assumed it was kind of like towards the Caribbean. And I didn't realize, I'm going, why am I flying into Philadelphia to change planes to go to Bermuda? God, why am I not going to Florida? I figured my team got me on a wrong flight, maybe go the wrong way. And I didn't realize it was closer to Philadelphia. There's a trivia question for everybody. I should have asked it this way. What is closer? You know, like Miami to Bermuda or Philadelphia? I think I would have probably win a lot of bets on that one. Everyone would have bet Miami.
I would have said Miami.
How about
yourself?
Yeah, it's the exact opposite. So it was pretty funny to go over there.
That is funny.
A tiny island, though. Tiny island. It's crazy.
So are there myths about fire insurance that people don't know about?
Yep, there's just a ton of them right now. One of the ones we mentioned earlier was the fact of that this is their only choice, meaning the California Fair Plan. It doesn't mean that it's the wrong choice, but to be told it's the only choice. Another myth is about coverages. You know, a lot of consumers believe they're covered, and it's just not. There's just bad information. As I mentioned about the Fair Plan and that difference in conditions, they believe that if a fire breaks out, that the difference in conditions helps cover them also. There is no coverage under a difference in conditions policy for fire. And so just there's a lot of bad myths. And it doesn't mean a lot of people listening out there are going to say, well, wait a minute, Robert, I live in a perfect area of, you know, we call it perfect street, no fire risks. Hey, that's great. But the overall insurance community is going up because of what's going on across California. So this is affecting. So a myth I would say is everyone believes that if they're not in a fire zone, that they're not going to be affected. The answer is no. When insurance companies take rates, it's a rates really pretty much across the board. And so it's affecting everybody. So why there needs to be a solution for this needs to help protect everybody, not just some.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I'm thinking about where I live. I live 3 blocks from Loyola Marymount University. I live 3 miles from LAX. You know, I'm thinking about major places. What about, you know, Staples Center, SoFi and all these different places like that. We've got the Olympics coming. Do all of these circumstances, do they all have this kind of insurance coverage as well?
Yes. You know, what's interesting about Staples Center, obviously being situated really in downtown L.A., if you get into the analytics or AI, that's almost like perfect street. Because you're, I mean, think of what mountains close to downtown L.A. None.
Yeah.
There's really not. And so it's a good thing. But now, to be said, you have things that are not being paid attention to. There's a report. It's a wind pattern report called, it's called a Shia report. And this is what really burned a lot of insurance companies years ago when there was the Ventura fires. The Ventura fire the was kicking, and even in the Malibu fire, it was kicking embers 3 miles. 3 miles from the fire.
Yeah.
So embers were flying and catching other things on fire. Well, that's what's now being taken into consideration. The one thing about Staples or even the L.A. airport, LAX, is not any really near. Palos Verdes is about as close to their fire zone as LAX is. There's areas like in Orange County, and there's not a county really in California that doesn't have a fire zone. But a great example is Nevada, where Nevada really only has problems in the north part of Nevada, like Incline Village and Tahoe. Those areas are, you know, where they have problems. But the city of Las Vegas itself, my joke is you can't burn sand, right? Can't burn sand. So when you have a desert area, that's one safety about living in the desert. I think Arizona generally doesn't have as much of a problem because why?
Right.
You can't burn sand. Can't burn sand.
You know, it's interesting. I was just thinking, I have a friend that lives in Murrieta, and there's been fires there now, Temecula, Murrieta area, just in the past week. So, I mean, you know, and ambers, like you say, will fly across the freeways.
The number one thing that people get really, and you should understand about fires, is the wind, our Santa winds, wind is the enemy of us.
Yes.
If a fire breaks out, Cal Fire has gotten so good, and as a general rule, when a fire breaks out, and it's like over the last month, I mean, you can look outside and no tree is moving, right? There's no movement. Mm-hmm. There's just, we all dread it. And it was so funny when you're in my world, I love no wind. It could be 105 degrees outside. I want no wind. Everyone goes, Robert, I'd rather have the wind blow and be 95 to cool us down. I go, nope, don't want it. Because wind is what's dangerous to all of us. They can't, Cal Fire can't defend against wind. You have a, like we have the Santa Ana's and things are written, the wind gusts going 30 and 40 miles an hour. There is nothing the fire department can do but chase the fire. When there's no wind, they can come out and stomp a fire out in a minute.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of new, I mean, you know, where I live, Playa Vista is obviously something that's been rebuilt, where Google is and YouTube and all of these things. That's just, you know, a couple of miles from my home. And, you know, it's all new. And, you know, I guess that, you know, I think what you're bringing to light is the responsibility as homeowners to understand what our coverage is and what we really do and don't have to make sure that we are protected.
It's the best valuable. What's the famous line for all real estate agents say? It's generally the biggest asset a person ever owns.
Right.
Right? Is their home.
Right.
So I use this analogy all the time. When I talk about homes and I talk to consumers and they talk about the cost of insurance and things of nature, and I go, okay, let's turn this around. You have a $6 million total insurance value when you do rebuild costs and everything, let's say on a bigger home. And the client's really getting upset about the cost. And I said, okay, if this $6 million, especially when they own it free and clear, and I said, look, let's say this is not a $6 million total insurance value that's paid to you. Let's say this is a stock or an investment fund that you've invested $6 million of your money. And they go, yeah. I said, if I was a stockbroker and I came to you and said, listen, for 1% of your money, I can guarantee you don't lose money in the stock market. $6 million portfolio. Are you in? Down to a T. I've yet to have anyone say no to me. They go, absolutely, Robert, I'm in. I said, okay, great. Well, that's $60,000. 1% of $6 million, $60,000. So in that example, anything that's less than $60,000 is a great investment for that person to protect so they don't have loss.
Right.
Consumers have been trained to look at premium and look at their house and things of that nature. It's really kind of scary because they don't realize the net value of what they lose.
And does it vary from insurance company to insurance company?
The rates always vary from insurance company to insurance company. What I would say is, I mean, the scary part of it is there's as much as a 400% variance in the market right now when it comes to insurance rates.
Wow.
So we'll get a phone call and I'll pull, we will get clients to certain places and we'll pull quotes. And we're seeing some quotes that are $80,000 or $90,000 that are renewals, and we're getting quotes for $20,000 or $30,000. Or we're seeing somebody that's got a $5,000 policy, and the best one we can find is $15,000. So our comment is, sit tight, let me fix your policy, check, change this, on that example of the $5,000. Mm-hmm. But when it's someone's paying $30,000 or $40,000, we find $15,000, we help them move. You know, it's really important to make sure they know that there are options, but also as much as there are options to make sure it's being fixed properly for coverage.
Well, it sounds like you have a pretty demanding professional life. How do you balance your professional life and your personal life? We have just another few minutes. I'd be curious to know about that, about you personally.
Absolutely. I have a little thing that I've done forever. You see the competition. I actually was asked last year, and a lot of those are familiar with the Netflix show, Barbecue Showdown. They interviewed me to potentially be a contestant on that show. I have done barbecue. See, along with the deep voice, I have the barbecue prowess to go along with. My daughter, my youngest daughter, even years ago, created the cutest little Instagram site. It's Bob, so B-O-B, period, B as in barbecue, period, Q-U-E, so barbecue. And so it's a fun thing. How I really zen in life is I will a lot of times do lunch and learns. I have a great time. A week and change ago, we did the Malibu Realtor Association Summer Barbecue, and we took on about 150, 200 people, brought in barbecue for everybody just to say thank you. And it was just, those are the moments I just have a great time. I'm a sports athlete junkie besides that. So getting a little old to be an athlete is the joke. So more so liking to go to those events and things of nature. It's enjoying life basically.
Well, it sounds like it because, if all we do is work, there is no balance. And I think balance is really important. It just sort of, whether somebody does yoga or Pilates or, they just like to take a walk or, they love photography or they like to travel or whatever that might be. I think that there's an important aspect of living that balances us so that we can live a grateful and productive life. Would you agree?
Well, and what I would say is there's two things about that. One, I don't believe I work. I love what I do. I love the fact I can jump in and fix this. So work is something that you have to do. I do this because I want to. I believe that in this change. I believe it. But I also have been always the school of thought. It's what they're saying, work hard, play hard. So I work crazy hours and do things, but I also get to do a lot of great and fun things at the same time. And being able to really balance that. Just the barbecue events.
I love
when I do a realtor events or a nonprofit or things of that nature. I love doing those things.
That's cool.
I do those are the great things. It's just shake hands, smile, and thank people and get to see them. Throughout California, I get to speak at different realty offices and conferences in different parts of California. Being able to see everybody and really talk about and really do the things I do, that's a great moment. I love being able to really help. That's a great feeling. That's a great feeling.
Well, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for sharing your passion because clearly you can hear that. So it's so profoundly clear that you have this passion for what you do. and you're affecting lives everywhere, and that
yeah.
I'm sure also, you know, pleases you and lets you know that you're making a difference in the lives of so many. I know what I'm going to be doing when we get off this call. So thank
yep.
you. Thank you, Robert, for spending this hour with me. It's been really educational, I would say, tremendously
yep.
educational.
And, the honor was mine. And if anyone wants to reach out personally, my email is very simple. It's robert@wowsinsurance.com. So Wows with an S.
Right.
wowsinsurance.com.
And it's on your website as well. So, you know,
Absolutely.
I will encourage people to visit that website. Well, as again, I just want to thank you. I want to thank Devin for always sending me interesting people. And, you know,
great.
And she is. And so enjoy the rest of your afternoon. And I'll let you get on to what you need to do next. So thank you once again for joining me today. Thanks a bunch. Okay? Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Are you holding your breath while you request your ride? Or are you holding your breath once you're inside? I'm Will Coleman, CEO of Alto. Stop playing rideshare roulette. Download the Alto app to experience professionally trained employee drivers and company-owned luxury SUVs with our own pleasant signature scent. Try your first ride free with code SUMMER. Download the Alto app or visit ridealto.com/radio to learn more.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.